The difference is, though, Sheamus Mufakim. The difference is, if you have a Chveis Billy, if you have a judge, a guy's name is called Billy, and a Chveis another real Goyish name. Now, the Sheamus Mufakim means a real Goyish name. Now, whoever sees the names in this star knows clearly that it's a Goy that signed on it, they won't come to rely on it. In other words, like this. Midi Raisa, according to Reb Lezer, the get is kosher. A Jew wrote the get, and it was given over in front of two Edim, that's kosher Midi Raisa. What happened here? That two Goyim signed on it. So that's, at most, it's only possible Midi Rabbanim. That's the machloikis, is a apostle or not. The reason why Reb Shimon says it's kosher is because Sheamus Mufakim, that like this, we're afraid that if you have Goyim signing on the shtar, people will think that maybe they're kosher people, and they'll come to rely on them later. So you rely on Goyim, that's no good. But if you have real fancy names of Goyim that everybody knows, the real shtick Goyim, so you won't come to rely on them later. That's the machloikis, when you have Sheamus Mufakim, real Goyish names, are we afraid to say it's too possible, or no, it's kosher? So where it says still it's no good, but your chazor of the Yeraisa, if you can retract that subsum of the Yeraisa, Ketani, and it says it. So you see, we are talking about subsum of the Yeraisa. Elding must look like this, ki Ketani milsad lesab gedushin. We're only talking about things that does not pertain to shtar kedushin. But milsad yisab gedushin, like nishmo and mechubar, that applies by a shtar kedushin like Ketani, that we're not talking about. I have a chazara gufis of Kedushin, that the husband could retract even after he wrote up a shtar Kedushin, before it was given over to his wife, he could retract.
Because like Rashi says, it's only called the chav to her. Because when you marry her, you're making the harasa to the rest of the world, and you're not mechayiv to give a mezoinus yet in the shtar. So even by Kedushin also you should have the loch of isi b'chazara. That once the husband writes up the shtar Kedushin and gives it over to a shliach to give it to his wife, if he wants to, he could retract. See, if so, Kedushin and is the same halacha. So how come it says it by Get Isha and by Shtar Shichur? So Gemara answers that Bashlichas Bar Korcha to be Gerish and Isha of Kedushin Lesser. That is a type of a Shlichas that the husband or the master could give over to his Evid, which is Bar Korcha. The halacha is the husband has a right to Midiraisa to write up a Get and give it to his wife even without her will, Bar Korcha. The same thing, a master could free his Eved Bar Korcho without his will. Mashenkin by Kedushin, you cannot do it Bar Korcho. You cannot be Mekadish, marry your wife if she doesn't agree without her Rotson. So therefore, in this way, Shtar Kedushin is different than Get Isha and Get Shichur. Therefore, it says it by Chazor. In other words, therefore, the Brisa says that Get Isha and Shtar Shichur has one thing in common, that they both, they could be Chazor. Even though it doesn't really, even though it applies by Kedushin also, but not in all cases, like Get Isha. Therefore, it's a little bit different, therefore it says this psul also. But other psulim like Lishmo and Mechubar, since it applies to Kedushin, just like it applies to Get Isha, that's why the Braisa doesn't put it in. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding up Yudom and Aleph by the Mishnah. Kol get sheyesh ola veikusi. Any get, a get here means any type of a shtar, a document, that has signed on it. A kusi is posel. The shtar is posel. A kusi here does not mean goyim. It means the nation called kusim, which what we hold geri yemes. They were first from Givonim goyim. They were mezgayer, the Jews. The question was, they weren't makabel kolatero, that they only do certain mitzvahs, not all mitzvahs. So therefore, we're afraid that they lie. So by other shtaris, we say they're puzzle. We don't believe them if they signed on a shtar, because there's a chash, maybe they're lying. Chutz megite noshim v'shechur yavodim. Excluding a get isha and a shechur eved, when you write up a shtar to free your eved, then if you have the aid, if mashmoni one aid, if one of the aidim is a kusi, the shtar is a kosher shtar. So we'll see in the Gemara why. Why aren't we afraid again? Maybe they're lying. How could you rely on one eight kusi by a get isha mashikh ravodim? Mashma eight kusi, mashma one. But the other eight has to be a good Jew. The chiddush is though that one eight kusi is kosher to sign on a get isha or on a shtar shikhr. See in the Gemara why.
Any document or any?
Right, any shtar, any type of shtar. A kol ash get means any type of a shtar. That it has eight kusi, even one eight is possible. Only gite nashma shikhr ravodim is kosher.
And Maisa, it was a story that once happened. Shehevio lefnei Rabbi Gamliel lechvar usnoi. They brought a get in front of Rabbi Gamliel from the city kvar usnoi. Get isha. They brought him such a get. And v'hoyu edov edikusim. Mashma, both edim were edikusim to hechsher, and he said it was kosher. And the Gemara is going to ask the kasher, chutz astira. The first part of the Mishnah is mashma, only eight kusi, only one aid is kosher for get isha. And here the Maisa, it's mashma, both edim were kusim, still he said the get was kosher. We'll see in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, mani masnisin, who does our Mishnah go like that the shayla again this kusi? This person called the kusi, he's a geri yemis. He was a guy that was misgayer, and we hold they're real Jews now. But just, they don't do all the mitzvahs. So there are three shittas, what dinim do they have? So Gemara says, our mission is loy tanakama. Yes, Mishnah Gemara says, masnisin loy tanakama v'loy Reb Elezer v'loy Reb Shimon Gamliel. Our mission l'chur does not go like either one of these three mandiyomim. Titania, we learn like this. Matzas kusi. A kusi, if he bakes a matzah for us on Pesach, before Pesach. So the Tanakama holds muteris, you're allowed to eat it. We're not afraid that maybe it's chametz. And secondly, v'odem yotze bohen yedeichai v'ose b'pesach. A person's allowed to use it, eat it for the first night, the first Seder by night. That is the mitzvah says, midiraisa tit matzah. And the matzah eat Pesach b'night has to be shimur l'shei mitzvah. It has to be watched. B'shas, you make it. You have to make it l'shmo. So Tanakam holds that a kusi also makes his matzah lishma, and therefore any Jew is allowed to use it for the seder to be yotze the mitzvah Pesach by night. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Eliezer Oyser. Rabbi Eliezer says no. He says it's also. Poshna means even to eat it. You're not allowed to eat the matzah that a kusi makes. Lefi she'ein b'kiyim b'tifduke mitzvahs, because they don't look into carefully the diktuk to do all the mitzvahs the right way. So we have to be afraid maybe his matzah became chametz. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar holds, you're not allowed to eat his matzah on Pesach. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loimer, it depends. That kol mitzvah she'echziku bo kusim, a mitzvah that we know for sure the kusim accepted and do it, watch it, is harbe medaktikim bo yosem Yisrael. The mitzvah they take upon themselves, they do it even more carefully than a Yisrael does. So that's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel shita. It depends. If we know they accepted it, we believe them. If we don't know they accepted it, it's no good. And the Gemara, I think, other places says that he's the Moisif, even on Isurah the Rabbanan, even the Mitzvah the Rabbanan also. That certain Mitzvahs the Rabbanan, if we know they accepted, that we could trust them. So these are the three Shittas. So Gemara says, Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? E Tanakam, if you want to say our Mishnah goes like the Tanakam, the Tanakam says that Akusis Matzis Kosher Mahadrim and Mahadrim even for the Seder. So if so, Afilu Shash Doris Nami, Mashma Tanakam holds that Akusi is a regular good Jew and does all the mitzvahs. So if so, he's not a Shash Meshaker, he doesn't lie. So therefore, even Shash Doris should also be Kosher. And our Mishnah says no, that if Akusi signs on any Shtar, it's possible. Only by get isha is it kosher. Why? According to the Tanakhama, a kusi is a real good Jew, should be kosher even for shashkaros. So he's out. Ereb lez, elamai goes according to the second man, the Ereb lez. If so, afilo get isha namiloi. It should not be good then even for get isha. Ereb lez holds that you can't eat the matzah of a kusi. He's not medaktik in mitzvahs. So if so, he can't sign on a get either. We have to be afraid that he's lying. He's not medaktik in mitzvahs. He's not medaktik if the get was written lishmo or not. He wouldn't sign lishmo. We can't trust an eid kusi to sign. So how come our Mishnah says that for gitei noshim and shukhuri avodim, an eid kusi could sign? So chur the Mishnah is not like Reb Lezer. Then who's the third man, the Yama? The Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. If you want to say Mishnah goes according to Shimon Gamliel, also it depends. E di achzuk, if the kusi is mekabel upon himself, mitzvahs of shtaros. In other words, we know that they take it to heart about a shtar, they don't lie, they write it up the right way, sign the right way, afilu shashtaros nami, then why only by get isha any shtar, even a shtar machira, shtar matana should also be kosher then, if we know that medaktik in the mitzvah about a shtar. And e de lo yachzik, what do you want to tell me then? No, they did not accept upon themselves this inyan of writing shtaros to be kosher, that we should trust them. If so, afilu get isha namiloi. We should not trust them even if they sign on a get isha.
Like how come our Mishnah makes a difference to say to get Isha their kosher to sign, at least one, and by Shash Torah the apostle? So Mer says, no, maybe the Chitayim, maybe I'll tell you like this. Maybe you'll tell me, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, our Mishnah goes according to the third sheet of Shimon ben Gamliel. And I'll tell you the Achzik Boho, V'loyasik Boho, I'll tell you we know that the Kusim accepted upon themselves the union of Gitim and the Shtar Shichru, that's their very medaktikin, they take it to heart, and on those things they do it the right way, they wouldn't lie. Mashenka and other Shtaris, a Shtar Mechiru, when you sell something or a present, that they don't care about so much. So therefore that, they weren't Achzik Boho, they were afraid maybe they're going to lie. So maybe the Mishnah goes like a Shimon Gamliel. So Mar says, no, Ihochi is so, Mayi Rechad, what does our Mishnah say? Only one of the two Edim could be a Kusi. That's Kosher by Gedishom, Afilu Treinami. Even two should also be Kosher. Like, if you're going to tell me now that the Kusim accepted upon themselves the Indian of Gitin, they're very medactic in the Indian of a Get, so they don't lie, they write it the right way, so even two Kusim should be Kosher then. Alom Omer Reb Loza, Akam Reb Loza says, that Lohechshiru boy, our Mishnah that says by Get Ishi could rely on the 8 Kusi, it's only Kosher L.A. Dechot. L.A. Dechot Kusi Bavad. It's only if one of the two Edom was a Kusi. But if both of them was a Kusi, then our Mishnah would hold nothing doing, still it's possible. So the Shalur is why? If you go according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Achzik in Gitin, there should be Kosher even two Edom. So Gemara says like this, Lielam, really, I'll tell you, Rabbi Eliezer. I'll tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer says that Kusim don't do mitzvahs, they're not medadik, you can't eat his matzah. So if so, that's why by Shah Shtaris is possible. By other Shtaris, we don't rely if a Kusi signs on it. So if so, why by Get Isha is a kosher? Or Kegoinis and Akinta, there's a case, to Chosim Yisrael of Saif. Again, only one aid is allowed to be the Kusi. So talking about that this Kusi signs first, and the second aid that signed was a good Jew. The second one to sign was a good Jew. What's the Svara? The Elav, the Kus.